Earlier this summer, the Northern Arapaho tribe came out against a proposal by the energy company Aethon to discharge oil field waste upstream of the Wind River, but not for the reasons that some tribal members would like. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr explains.
Micah Lott has lived in Arapaho, just south of the Big Wind River, for most of his 26 years. And he knows the river really well, so much so that he's named after it.
Yes. Me and my sibling are named after the two rivers, the Little Wind and the Big Wind.
Growing up, Lott spent a lot of time in these rivers, swimming in them and fishing in them.
And then realizing much later in my life that we were actually living by our tribe's oil fields, and that as long as I've been alive and longer, that they've been using these rivers for like discharge.
Lott is a citizen of the Northern Arapaho tribe, which along with the Eastern Shoshone operates 10 oil and gas fields on the Wind River Reservation. He's talking about this now because of Aethon Energy's proposal to dump some of its own wastewater into the Alkali and Badwater Creeks, which flow into Boisen Reservoir, which flows into the Big Wind River.
The justification for a lot of these places is that it's been happening for the last 100 years. It's been happening for the last 50 years. Now people are saying, hey, like, you know, it might have been happening, but we can't continue to allow this to happen because we're starting to see the effects on our families, you know. They don't want that to happen. Not anymore.
The Northern Arapaho tribe submitted a public comment saying it was against the proposed dumping, but not for the same reason as Lott. Ryan Ortiz, director of the Northern Arapaho Natural Resources Department, says it's about the reservation's economy. There are federal limits to the amount of pollution that can be discharged into the Wind River. And if Aethon is allowed to reach that limit with its dumping, Ortiz says that could get in the way of both tribes' economic development.
Yeah, it could stifle it for sure. We may not have the ability to increase production because it would cost too much to clean water.
So to be clear, the tribe isn't asking for less pollution. They want to leave open the option of expanding their own oil and gas production and doing some dumping themselves. At a panel event in Riverton last month, a young Eastern Shoshone woman named Jessica Swallow brought this up to tribal leaders. Swallow says that speaking up at the panel wasn't easy because she was speaking to her elders.
In our way, when you're a young person, you're not really supposed to stand up and talk. You're supposed to sit back and listen.
This tension between youth looking for action on environmental issues and elected officials who don't seem to share the urgency, it exists all over the world. But here on Wind River, young people have a really fine line to walk. Someday, Swallow says she wants to pursue a seat in tribal leadership and help her tribe become less reliant on fossil fuels. But for now, she has to be careful about how she advocates for that goal.
I have to say that first, like, look, I'm a young person, but I need to say something. This is what needs to be said. And so it was scary, but if I don't get up and say what needs to be said, then who's going to?
For his part, Eastern Shoshone Business Councilman Leslie Shakespeare says he hears Swallow's concerns.
Well, first of all, I would support any youth in whatever role they want to take in being advocates for the environment and for speaking out on climate change. And we also know that over the years, our reliance, we're going to have to wean ourselves off.
But Shakespeare says it's a balance. He's thinking about ways to diversify the reservation's economy down the road. But for now, there are tribal members who need help paying their bills and feeding their families. Jobs in the oil fields and oil and gas revenue in their monthly per capita checks can help with that.
Oil and gas has essentially been our bread and butter for our economy. You know, 85% of the money that we make goes to our tribal members, 15% runs our tribal government.
As for Aethon's proposed wastewater dumping, Shakespeare says the Eastern Shoshone tribe stands with the Northern Arapaho, that they oppose the dumping as long as it prevents the tribes from expanding their own production. Back at the river, Michael Lott says he wishes the tribes would oppose it more forcefully, and that they would take concrete steps to curb their own oil and gas production, so it wouldn't be hypocritical to ask energy companies like Aethon to do the same. But he understands why that's easier said than done.
We have to think of our own economic development and what that looks for our people. But essentially, where I stand right now is that I am actively opposing fossil fuel industry, and that includes like the further production of the resources that we have as well.
The State Department of Environmental Quality is in the process of reviewing Athion's proposed wastewater dumping. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr on the Wind River Reservation.
Savannah Marr is a Report for America Corps member.